Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B podcast, where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. Six questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. And here we go. Question number one in a couple sentences. Who are you and what do you do?
My name is Chad Burmeister. I am the CEO of ScaleX.ai, AI for sales. I'm also the author of the book, AI for Sales, available at Amazon.com.
I love how you may match your face. That's awesome there. Question number two, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
The best thing about working with businesses is that it's changing every single day. When I work for a traditional company that kind of does one thing, I get bored. When I get to work with a lot of businesses, I get to learn a lot of new things every single day.
Absolutely, 100% agree. Question number three, what is the biggest challenge your business is facing in today's world?
The biggest challenge has been getting companies to realize and look in the mirror that they need to be transformational with their sales teams and not just status quo. So a lot of times traditional VCs and private equity have said, hey, just add heads and you'll add pipeline and bookings. In today's world, with the advent of artificial intelligence, that's no longer required. So you can 10X your sales and 10X the activities without 10Xing the people.
Love it, love it. Question number four, what other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, should be on the On Fire B2B podcast?
Jamie Shanks, the CEO of Sales for Life, is one of my favorite in the world. So I definitely encourage him to be on the podcast. Another would be Steve Richard, the founder of Exec Vision. They're using AI. And a third would be Mark from Balto Software. Mark my word, that's going to be a really hot technology that tells people what to say and how to say it on live sales calls for outbound. Pretty cool.
Love that there. I'll look them up when we are done here. Let's get to question number five. What advice would you share with other companies working in the B2B industry? Go.
I mentioned the 10X factor a minute ago, and I think that really is where companies need to go. When I would hire a team at a unified communications company of 30 to 50 outbound reps, and I really looked at what it is they were doing, research on company data and leads. They're doing research to send an email, 5 to 10 minutes to send one email. They're doing research on LinkedIn. They're spending so much time that's non-selling time. I get it, they're trying to book meetings, but if you can move 70 to 80% of those tasks to automation, the AI curve is actually starting to be better than the human curve. So imagine if I sent you an email and it already knew two or three things about you, your personality, where you went to school, and the AI configured the first two sentences, that's where things are headed. By automating 80% of the tasks, now you can put the human on what the human should be doing, which is having conversations at will using tools like agent-assisted dialing technology. So 10X your functions, 10X the outbound activities, and you'll 2X your sales.
Absolutely. And I personally use automation a lot in my sales process as well. So yeah, if you're not automating anything, you know, then you're missing out right now. So completely agree on that.
We just put out an ROI model, scalex.ai/ROI. Doesn't have a lot to do with ScaleX. It has a lot to do with optimization. And so if you think about it, if you can lower your cost per meeting, first find out what you're paying per meeting, right? If you pay a person $100,000 a year and they do 100 meetings, that's $1,000 a meeting. What if you could reduce the cost to $500 a meeting? Now you get twice as many meetings. Do you think you'll have twice as much pipeline and bookings? 100%.
Absolutely. And when you talk about that $1,000 per meeting, you're not even talking about commissions either.
That's correct.
Yeah. That's hard there. So let's get to question number six. Yeah, there we go. This, Chad, this is the most important question of the podcast. I need you to focus. Tell me about your first time, your first sale.
There you go. First sale, well, there's two, let's do two first sales. First sale is on the bus when I used to sell suckers at age 7 and 8, and we'd buy a gross from the Costco. It didn't used to be called Costco, but we'd buy 144 suckers. And I learned that if we sold them for a quarter each, well, when you get to the last two, hey, now it's scarcity. I can actually sell the last two for a dollar. What I learned is if you actually keep 8 in your backpack and you say, here's my last two, you can actually turn the last 8 into dollar sales. So that's part one. Part two, at Airborne Express, U-Haul was my favorite customer ever. I went into their dock. I met with the guy, I met with their CFO, I met with everybody. They shipped out 12,000 license plates per year. This was 25 years ago. So I assume they probably ship a few more than that these days. Right. But they had to send out plates with new tags on them. And so when they used the United States Postal Service, it could take 5 to 7 days to get there. Guess what? The U-Haul truck had just left the station. So what they thought was costing them $3 per letter actually cost them 10 to 20% of the time a there and back and then another there. So it's $9 for three legs. So by the time we ran it in an Excel spreadsheet, they found that they're spending about $5 on average per 12,000 packages. We were able to reduce that cost to four, get it there in one day instead of not 5 to 7, and dramatically improve their supply chain. So that was my favorite sale of all time. When they gave me the Canada business, those letters went from $5 to $28. That was my second favorite sale of all time.
There you go. Love it. Love the story there. So Chad, you now have 3 minutes and 9 seconds left. This is promo time. Ask me a question. Talk about the weather, or since the best know when to be concise and when to end, we end early. Go.
My question to you is that you just heard about ScaleX AI and 10Xing and using automation and AI. Are you seeing any other companies that are as forward thinking in your interviews that you're doing to help companies 2X their revenues in a way that's anywhere similar to this? And I'm okay if it's a competitor, that's cool. Let's expose it on the podcast.
Well, again, I don't really like to talk about other competitors of people's stuff on the podcast because I like to make it all about you there. And I know I've had a couple of them, but again, when you've done 278 episodes, you know, in basically 6 months, it's kind of tough to remember every single person. So I'm just going to say I'm pretty sure I have, but I don't remember the exact name.
Cool. There's a few that are out there, and I think that's good. What I wanted to expose there is that 95% of companies are still behind the eight ball. And there's a few of us thought leaders that are changing the game. And in times like we are in today, it's time to change the game.
It really is definitely time to change the game. You do have 1 minute, 58 seconds left. Would you like some promo time, or we can end early?
So I'll tell you, ScaleX.ai, check out the book, AI for Sales, if you Google it on Amazon. It's 21 chapters. And it's not about ScaleX. So it's all about AI for sales. So I literally interviewed CEOs, data scientists, people at companies like ZoomInfo, Chorus, Sales Intel, Flow Engine, which is chapter 21, the bonus chapter. And that teaches you how to reach out to referral partners to ask for meetings with end customers at scale powered by AI. So that's pretty cool. But check out this book. It's a lot of valuable content from a lot of very important CEOs in the world.
Love it. You pulled it off. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Your website, say it real quick.
ScaleX.ai.
Perfect. Already in the description there. Chad, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you. And for everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. My name is Bob Clark. Y'all have a good one. Talk to you later. Bye.